down there.
They have big, gigantic freaking turnout. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Later, you know, I saw the signs. They had the you know, traffic signs. Eventually, when you got up close to it as to what was going on.
Yeah.
I hadn't even heard about it, but maybe I haven't been reading my Sun Sentinel as closely as I should be. I don't know.
Well, how close?
People, yeah. You know,
how close should you read the Sun Sentinel anyway, you know, before it drives you nuts? I love you. I'm going to go. I just turned on my record feature so that my audience heard a little bit of you. And that's okay. You sound sexy and beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'll even post your commercial. Do you think that's bad or good?
Oh, it's fine.
I think it's awesome looking. I think your commercial looks great.
You can do that, honey.
Okay, baby.
Okay, sweetheart.
I love you.
Call me
do you
later,
want?
Okay?
Can I call you after the show? Okay.
Yeah,
I will do
please
it.
Do.
All right, darling.
That'll be great.
Have a good
bye,
little
honey.
Have a good little nap, doll.
Okay. Right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. She just told me that she loves me, so I got to... Wait a minute. God, I'm blind. I'm fucking blind as a bat. Da-da-da-da-da-da. How deep is the ocean? How wide is the sea? Whatever. How deep is the ocean? All right, so I got a little surprise for y'all. Well... Shouldn't say, but I don't know. It ain't like she does, all she does are TV commercials, but this is a good, this is a great commercial from her. Did she mail it to me? You know, I mean, you know, where is she? Jesus Christ, I got more goddamn, I've never had such a hard fucking time with a goddamn tax year as this one. Anyway. How deep is the ocean? La da la da. John Prine is gone. And I was told this story by Doug Baldwin and Donald, or my two good friends. They went to the Troubadour one night to see John Prine. Back in the 70s, there was this regular, and I was in Florida for much of it. I did get to the Troubadour to see, you know, Mark Almond, and I saw Mose Allison at the Troubadour, and I saw a couple of bands, you know. But the guys, my friends were back in California. They were going to the Troubadour quite a bit. It was a great club down on Santa Monica Boulevard. And they saw John Prine. And Prine sang a song. And they were, I think they had ringside tables. And they sang, and he sang a song about Jesus going water skiing and drowning. I mean, in other words, the skis broke. And I think if you guys that are stone John Prine fans and know all the, I don't know the song, Don and Doug would not, that Jesus... is water skiing and he drowns. And the lyric goes, they pulled him out of the water and they laid him on the dock. Okay. Well, apparently these two, Doug and Don, found that to be hysterically funny and started laughing really loud. They were laughing, howling at laughter, that line, pulled him out of the water and laid him on the dock. So Prine, according to Doug, walked to the edge of the stage, looked down at them, and went, pulled him out of the water, laid him on the dock, pulled him out of the water, laid him on the dock, like that. And, that became legendary among our friends. The fact that John Prine would acknowledge them. You know. All right. It's just cool, even if he's making fun of you, you know. Now, what the fuck am I doing? Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm looking for the goddamn ding-dang fuck band ding-dang-dum-ding-dang-ling-ling-ling. This thing is just killing me, man. I can't log on to my own goddamn fan page. My own damn fan page, you know. I know many of you don't have that problem, but I do. And I'm not trying to say anything. I'm not saying I'm some kind of a big deal. But, you know, now what series is this? Yankees? Is this the Dodgers? Major League Baseball has got, they're rolling a World Series here. That looks like the goddamn, no, it's Gibson. It's St. Louis and Yankees? 68, no, St. Louis and Detroit. Wasn't it? No, in Boston. No, it's Detroit. What the fuck? I don't know what I'm talking about. When did the fucking Red Sox get into the series? Detroit. A rare Detroit. I remember Gibson. What's Gibson's first name? Why am I drawing a blank on these guys, man? Bob Gibson, right? The pitcher. He's a fucking fireballer, man. All right, hold on. Hold the goddamn phone. Hold the fucking phone. If I could... If I could turn back in time, if I could find... You know what I ought to do is... You know what I'll do is like this. Words are like weapons. What happened, man? Oh, okay. Don't fuck with me, man. Major League Baseball is... what channel is this? Guide. This is all fucked up, you know? What channel have we got this goddamn thing on, bitch? It should not be focused at that one, motherfucker. And I want to know what the channel is that is Major League fucking Baseball. Cunt. Excuse my French, I don't mean to be so demonstrative and vituperative and... Come on, man. Words are like weapons, they hurt deep inside. Right, there we are. Right. That's right, isn't that right? Yeah.
What is going on with that, man?
This has got to be good enough, man. I think that's Danny McLean or Mickey Lolich. There's only two Detroit pitchers I can think of from 68, Danny McLean and Mickey Lolich. Danny McLean had a 30-win season that year. 30. Is he the last pitcher to pitch 30 wins, I think? It was unusual for then. There hadn't been a 30-game win. That's Mickey Lolich. Look at that fucking pitch, man. That was like a inside out, outside in. I'm going to love you till the cows come home. That's the name of that pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Who was that, Daryl Henderson? Cardinals had that catcher that... All right. So now what I wanted to do... So rudely interrupted again. The fucking goddamn it. What am I doing, man? Oh, yeah. I gotta find... Goddamn... Phil Hendry. There it is. Catscapes. Oh, man. Nougat the next step. All right, man, here we go. People are going to go, where the hell is it, man? Come on, bitch. I just goddamn saved the motherfucker. Going to tell me I ain't got... Bullshit. So, I don't know how this works, man.
Buy now with zero.
She's a beauty. She's a babe. All right, so we'll get over to the... If I had known... Well, don't worry about me. And she did her own makeup, folks. She did her own fucking makeup. Because the company she was working for had her do her own fucking makeup. And she knows how to do that shit. Blow it out your ass, man. Oh, my God. This fucking world we're in, man. And here I am in my golden years. Here I am in my fucking gold. You think anybody gives a fuck about my golden fucking years? My golden years, yeah. Golden years. Ooh, wop, wop, wop. Golden years. Don't let me hear you say life's... taking you nowhere, angel. Don't do it, bitch. Don't do it, bitch. Golden years. All right, man. So I'm groovy now. I'm groovy. Okay. So what we're going to do here. Hal Willner, great man, a great musician, part of the Saturday Night Live crew, died from coronavirus. And many people who worked on that show and remember him are in real grief, and I was trying to remember. I think I remember who he was. I think he was a big, tall guitar player, but I may be wrong, man. I didn't know the man, but I'm hearing from people. It's a few people who worked with him, and people are just fucking grieving, man. It's just not just the uncertainty of this period of time, but the all of a sudden people die, you know, just out of nowhere. I'm planning on going to Florida on Sunday, and I got a mask and I got all that good shit. But you know, they say tomorrow is promised to no one. I don't want to fucking die, and I sure as shit don't want to die like that. And I don't anticipate dying. Just so you know, that comes bad news for some people, good news I don't know. But that probably wasn't necessary for me to say. But I think that you know, who a year ago would have thought the world would be experiencing this? A year ago, I was wrapping up that pilot at CBS Laurel for Katherine Hagel. And I was feeling great, and it was a great job. And I was feeling wonderful about it, you know. And everything's just... And then a few months ago, I met Jackie, and things were beginning to kind of turn in the voiceover area. I was getting a lot more work in terms of good quality scripts there. Our business is doing great, thanks to you. Thanks to you wonderful people. You know, I can't even begin to thank you guys, man. That we're doing good, and there's a lot of online businesses that aren't. There's a lot of people in business that aren't doing well at all, and we're doing all right, you know? And I thank you for that. I really honestly do. I try to give you what you deserve. It's weird. I will give you that. I mean, I just go all kinds of places with this shit, man. And I got a million fucking ideas for things, and it's just a matter of whether my crew is going to keep up with me on this stuff. But I thank you very much for that, and I don't take it for granted, and I don't wish anybody ill, man. I want everybody to do well. There's some people I wish didn't have jobs that they got. Let me put it to you that way. Tim McCarver is the catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals in this series, 68 series. Is that McCarver? It is McCarver. Bob Gibson, Classic Games, celebrating the life of Al Kaline. That's why they're doing this. Al Kaline. He had a hell of a good... Is this Al Kaline coming to bat? This is a great thing, you youngins. No, that's Norm Cash. I recognize Norm fucking Cash, the first baseman. Here was a guy, in a lot of ways, he was like Al Kaline. Get a little of the stand, hit for power, great first baseman. Because the whole team was up and down the... Look at that. 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 Foul ball. Is that Joe Garagiola there leaning over trying to get that fucking ball? Look at that bald-headed son of a bitch. Don't do it, Joel. It is. Boy, Cash got a hold of that, parked it right on that the rim of that box. That Gibson throws that motherfucking ball hard, doesn't he? Did St. Louis win this series? Who won this fucking... I think St. Louis won it. How do you lose the World Series when you got Bob Gibson in your fucking lineup? I honestly don't remember. I think St. Louis won. That's what I love. I love these old games, man. I just love looking back on these. Hit the opposite way. Who's the third? Got him. What a fucking great play at first. Oh, hi. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. If I could turn back time. Cunt. I keep forgetting to... I probably misdialed that goddamn thing.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, Phil, it's been a great... well, hi, Phil. How are you? Hey, Phil. How are you doing? This is Tom Catton. And I keep... here's what I'm having. I'm struggling with this. Dido, Rod Tarter sounds like this. Tom Catton. Hey, Phil. Tom Catton, Health Wagon here. We can all really do with a good Tom Catton... Tomato and salsa. I've got all the fruit juices of the Tom Catton Health Wagon.
He's almost like he's Ron. He's like he's Ron Turner's hippie kid brother. What the fuck is that? Is that Rita Hayworth with a blonde haircut? No, that's a bald black guy. But at the other over, no, I'm just kidding. Nice. And you as well, brother. You and Adam. I'm still here, okay, and ready to keep fucking off. All right. I think Tom Catton's having a hard time keeping it together, too. Let's just be honest. Tom Catton is having a hard time pulling it together. He's on the edge, man. You know? But, hey, I've got a great... This is a wonderful wheatgrass. You know, in a lot of ways, I want to give up because I hate everything about this world. Tom Catton, where's he? Where's Tommy at? I think Tom Catton's going to... What if Tom Catton's going to a burger stand? Which one is this, man? Is this a drive-thru? This is the long drive-thru bed, yeah.
All right. How you doing? Go ahead and order. All right.
I don't know that...
All right.
Alright, April's gonna be 7:47. Thank you. Oh. Wait a minute. The one that I don't have is...
Walking around.
Fuck, come on, man, stop! It's not a very responsive... This is not a responsive program.
Yeah.
fuck, God, God damn it. What I want is the third guy. That mall just kills me. Okay, so we're... What I need is the... I need the... Jesus H. Fucking Christ on a fucking crutch. Words are like weapons. They hurt deep inside. I didn't want drive-through bed long. Where's the drive-through bed number four? Here we go. Here we fucking go. Finally. Drive-through number four. This is a wave. Yeah, that's what... Words are like women, they hurt deep inside. That's it.
All right, you're closing.
Perfect. All right, so that's our friend. That's the long drive-through bed. Okay. I think Mavis Leonard.
I will not let the corona get me. There is no way in hell I'll let corona get me. He got the corona right down there. Robert, you have the corona, don't you?
I will not allow the corona.
Actually, that's not too cool because the fucking coronavirus is just devastating African-American community. My charger is ready to go to hell. To hell. Who's this guy, man? Leslie Lives, but they didn't mention the cool kids. The character actor is newly popular on Instagram. Leslie Jordan. 64-year-old character actor, if he's not out, for his role as Beverly Leslie, the razor-tongued rival of Megan Mullally's character, Will and Grace. He had a respectable 100,000 followers on Instagram, many of them accumulated when Mullally shouted him out after he first joined in 2018. But when the coronavirus outbreak sent large swaths of the U.S. and some of Jordan began recording slapdash screwball videos from a Spartan Airbnb in his home, in his hometown, and noticed his following balloon. Last month, he woke up to find that he had 250,000. Whew, it's exhausting being viral. He marveled in one video in his butter-thick southern drawl. Testing 1, 2, 1, 1, 1. See, I take inspiration. 64, and that guy only started blowing up as an actor in 2018? There's hope for this guy here. Look at this cat. Followers. 1 million Instagram followers. That's hysterical. Leslie, man, my man. Inspiration. All right, man. Words are like weapons. They hurt deep. 33 fucking minutes I've been pulling my fucking dick over this pre-show. Bullshit. You got to be kidding me. Right on. Yeah, that's it, man. You got that right, brother. If I could turn back in time.
Come into the pyramid or buy online.
I told her today, I said, that's a damn good commercial she did. You know, Jackie, she was in TV news in a lot of different markets in Miami. She was on WSVN Channel 7 in Miami in the late 80s and early 90s. And then she came over to us at WIOD, was doing radio. And then she left broadcasting and went into voiceover and commercial work. And has done TV and radio commercials and radio spots. She does narration. She does a lot of shit. I honestly believe had she decided to stay in television news, she would have, you know, continued to do it. She knows what she wants. You know, she kind of goes her own way. I mean, and that's cool. I can't fault her for that, man. So that's where that was, you know, that's her thing. But so she's working now doing lots of different things. But one of the things she does is this: these car ads for this Hyundai dealership. And she makes a nice little piece of change. So why not, you know?
To help you stay safe while providing your essential automotive needs. And Hyundai is making it easier than ever. Buy now with zero downs.
All right. Way to do it, kid. Way to do it, kid, huh? That's the way to do it, huh? All right. So we're going to have Tom Hat.
Hey, it's Tom Caddenfield. You know, this is always, well, Phil, hello, it's Tom Cadden. You better believe it. I'm glad to be talking. Hey, Phil, Tom Catton. You know, we haven't talked since I'm not going to let it beat me. I don't think anybody should let it beat them. I've had my health wagon, and now nobody comes out of the building, so
All right, man, here we go. I'm ready. I know what I'm going to do. Fuck it. I know what I'm going to fucking do. Fuck it. What are we missing, man? I'm going to start getting my commercials together, man. I don't want to do that shit now, do I? God damn it. Let's do the commercials tomorrow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's the laziest goddamn piece of music. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, man.